This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
G'day Melbourne, you're on Joy 94.9, you're with Daniel Mason, and we're driving you homo right through until, let's say, 6:30 this afternoon. Dano, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mason.
You look perplexed.
Oh, you're cracking up a little bit. I think it's the my tin can is not as clear as your tin can.
Oh, look, do you know what?
My string's a bit frayed over this side.
Just before the mics went up, I did say I'm about to sneeze, and I've been sneezing all week, and so I must apologise. It could happen. And every time you come into the studio, you've just got to jiggle things around just to make sure that everything's working.
And the buttons.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, how was your week? Haven't seen you all week.
I did give myself a bout of food poisoning. I'm happy to talk about it later.
Not in great detail. Anything to do with poo or spew, happy to have it a go with it.
Yeah.
We've got guests in today, which I'm very excited about. We've got the boys from Tripod, who are an hilarious three-piece the answers in the title and outfit.
Answer me this, are they going to do a live performance?
They are. They are coming, they're arriving prepared. Here we go. They're arriving prepared to sing tunes live in the studio, which I'm excited about. Hey, we've also got, I went to the theatre this week, which I love to do, as you know.
You do that a lot, yes.
I do like to go to see some theatre, like Australian works. And I saw a great piece by Red Stitch Theatre, and we've got the writer and director.
Great.
Coming in.
Was it called The Desert?
Well, it was called, it's funny because I have to ask the girls this, it's called Desert.
Oh, that's awkward.
I think, or Desert. You know how there's that trouble? You know Desert, which is ice cream and strawberries? That's D-E-S-S-E-R-T.
Yep.
Desert.
Yeah.
But if you desert somebody, it's D-E-S-E-R-T.
Yeah, God.
But that's also the way you spell desert. So it's called Desert 629 or Desert 629, but I think it's Desert. On account of the fact that I've seen the play. Joy. Good thing here on Joy 94.9. That's Tritonal, of course it is. Tritonal, Tripod, it's a three.
I thought there was a facial cream, the Tritonal.
You spruiking product, mate.
No, because there is no such thing as Tritonal.
There's
Although, I feel I need to spruik a product to you because I know now it is the 23rd of November. And I'm so pleased that your mutton chops have now reached your chin hair.
Do you know what? This is the honest to God truth because I know that you like to pick on my facial hair and I know it's a joke because I am beautifully clean skinned. But I was in the bathroom looking at, I've got one of those mirrors and light situations that are too much information.
No.
And I was having a look at it and I went, I hope Dana knows that I'm sensitive about that.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Well, you know, I'm blonde and so it gets a little bit,
I've got
blonde fluff.
Yeah, it's called Lanugo.
Is it called Lanugo, though? I was going to call my firstborn Lanugo.
When babies are born, you know, they have sort of furry faces?
Yeah.
That's Lanugo. And it usually just falls off. But
I've got late-onset Lanugo. Speaking of late-onset, I was talking to my very good friend Lee, hello if you're listening, the other day, and she said, oh, I've been under the weather, I've got late-onset tonsillitis. I was like, well, she's in her 30s. Well, you know, it's one of those things that you associate with being young. Kids get tonsillitis.
And late onset makes it sound really...
like you're really old.
Well, also just very, very sort of serious and medical and technical, like late onset.
Yeah. I was saying to my doctor, I think I've got early onset dementia. And she goes, well, it'd just be called dementia, wouldn't it, at this stage?
No, I think it is called early onset dementia.
My cousin was at my house the other day, love her, and she said, I've just... she was limping a bit and I said, what's going on? She said, I've just got out of the boot. I've been in a boot for, the foot...
Yep.
Thing.
Like you'd have if you broke an ankle or something.
Yeah. And I said, oh, what happened? Did you break your ankle? And she said, oh, I've been limping around for 2 years.
You hadn't noticed before?
Well, I hadn't noticed. No, I hadn't. But then I said, and she was laughing and she said, thing is that she woke up one morning and couldn't walk. And a mate of hers, a guy, is a nurse and he said, that's going to be gout. And so instead of going to a doctor and check, she put up with this limp for... 2 years, then finally went to the doctor and had it scanned and she's broken her foot in three places. Of course she has. But she's limped around because some guy said that'd be gout. And I said, but gout's an old man's drinking disease. She's like, I know, he was probably joking. early onset gout.
It's an ugly word too.
Gout.
It's a gout.
Giddy giddy gout.
Now tell me about the late onset tonsillitis. Is that so? That is a thing.
No, I just think she was joking. She was saying, "I've got tonsillitis. It seems like a crazy thing." Like my, I have a friend who got whooping cough the other day. Not the other day, last year, but
yeah, I didn't know adults got.
Is it whooping or whooping? Whooping.
Someone will tell us. Someone will text in.
Oh, man, I don't know. Look, when the mics came up, we had no idea that was going to happen, did we? We had a great plan and everything.
I know, we're going to give a tribute to David Cassidy, which we will still do.
Can I just say that, and I know that people loved David Cassidy, but the Partridge Family was a very important show in my life.
Yeah, me too.
I love it that we've got a young person in the studio, Nicole's here, our podcaster, listening with... You can't listen with bated breath, but she's fascinated by everything we say, and she's madly Googling Partridge Family now because she's not sure who he was.
She will see a very large bus.
That's right.
I'm now hoping he's on eBay after David's.
Come on, get passing. Happy. Did you love David Cassidy?
Yeah, I loved that whole thing. I loved all of them.
All of the Partridge Family?
Yeah, all of them.
What about the little one?
No, he was so cute.
No, the girl.
Oh, the little girl.
She's a little bit special needs and she just played the tambourine or triangle.
Yeah, split down gender roles, that
happened. I couldn't remember her name.
No.
Was it Susan or something funny?
It was something like Little Girl.
Can anybody name all of the Partridges? I got involved in the whole hoopla around David Cassidy. I thought he was the biggest spunk and I just loved him to death. And I remember the day I was sitting there watching and went, actually, I think I'm in love with Susan Day. I just remember thinking, so the Partridge Family made me humanly gay. David Cassidy was the entree into that.
I think it was Buddy from Family.
What was Susan Day's name? What's the character's name?
That lady.
No, come on.
Oh, I don't know.
Laurie Partridge. No, the daughter.
Oh, the daughter.
An idiot, mate.
Miss Partridge.
That's disgusting. The Mrs. Partridge.
Joy.
Dano.
Yes, mate.
I love animals. Love them.
I know you do.
I like cats. I like dogs. I do like cats, but the bum situation
got me.
I don't like a visible asshole. Australian politicians notwithstanding.
I'm sitting across from you.
You know what I mean? I think when a cat's walking away.
Winking at you.
Yeah.
What about the pugs, though?
And that's the other thing, a pug. But I have found a solution on the internet. Well, in fact, I say that, but we're just plagued now because you sent it to me. And it's a product. I can't name the product. Well, I have to name the product. It's called Twinkle Tush.
Because you can't buy it at the shop.
No.
No. What is a twinkle tush?
It seems to be, well, you know the thing I'm talking about, cat's tails up.
Yep.
It's a jewel. I love the way you suggested this idea and now you're just laughing at me because I have to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I've got questions. So basically it's a jewel that goes, it's like a little necklace for your cat.
So it fits around the tail and
yep.
hangs over.
Bum hole.
Yes, that's right. So it hides the bum hole.
Which I reckon if you're a cat, and just imagine you are a cat, would that feel funny?
It would be bumping up against the bum hole. Yeah. And how does it then go to the toilet?
Yeah, well, that's where all our minds went.
Straight away, it did.
Would you get such a thing for the pug? Because, I mean, I like your pugs. But it's not the vision of it. It's when they sit on your naked foot.
True.
Like a little kiss.
Yes. I have been known to say, please remove your anus from my forearm.
And to the dogs?
Only to the dogs, yes.
It's very...
Your cat's bum hole, that's amazing. I've just watched the video and...
Is that what you were doing the whole time I was talking?
No, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
But there is a video on Facebook. Thank you, algorithms. And so overblown. It's like a sort of a soap opera type acting and people nearly falling over vomiting when they catch sight of a...
Well, I've had mornings like that. I think that Facebook algorithm thing has gone a little bit. Things look up in my feed now, and I'll think, what have I been?
Well, I was getting incontinence for children for quite some time.
I don't.
Like ads for incontinent children.
Big boy nappies?
Yeah. A, I don't have kids. B, I'm not incontinent.
I don't want an incontinent child.
That's right.
Don't try and sell them to me.
Happy.
Not adult diapers either.
No.
Diapers.
Well, it did end up in that area, but it started with incontinent children.
You have to click for it to end up in that area.
I
get ads for hot guys over 50.
Do you?
Yeah.
What
straight
bought that on?
Straighty potatoy
dating
sites.
I get a lot of dogs and stuff.
Yeah, well, and now you're getting bedazzled bumhole jewellery.
Joy 94.9.
I've been been thinking, Mason.
Go on.
You know how we...
I love it when you do that.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen very often, and usually it can be heard from a distance. There's a bit of whirring.
Yeah, like when your pugs are thinking.
Yeah, like the inside of a MRI machine, for those who have been in one of those. Bang, you know, it's a banging, crashing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was thinking, and, you know, since we got the yes vote...
Oh, hooray the gays.
Wednesday. And now it got me thinking about lots of things, of course, but what about... What's going to happen with gay bucks nights and lesbian hens nights? Will they be going down the traditional route of hens going off to the strip clubs and the gents going off to the strip clubs?
Well, men's bucks nights, they're gay anyway, I think.
Very, very homophobic.
It's very,
I guess.
Yeah, they get their pants off, they do things.
Yeah, but they're usually ladies present.
Yeah, of course, they do it as a strip joint. Mm. I don't know. I've been to a lot of hens nights. Hetero hens nights.
Yes,
it is almost exclusively an uncomfortable event for me.
Because I'm thinking, would it be like the lesbians? And you know, I'm going to just rip into the stereotypes here. Would you be having instead of like a makeup party? You know, when you get like, makeup, would you be having a hardware store come out?
Just take them all out to the bush and chop down some trees. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, no, they come to your place and they've got the usual array of power tools.
Yeah.
And you know, you can...
Ryobi night.
Yes. Brand name.
10 points. D. That's Mason. Right.
So a hardware store could come out. That's what I'm thinking. I know that my partner Claire would love that.
She'd love it.
In fact, she'd probably get married...
You want your wedding registry to be at that particular store.
She wants to get married just purely for the auto and hardware.
Do you know what? You make a good point. I never even thought how this is going to change the Bucks Night phenomenon.
Yeah. So I want some ideas from the listeners because I've only come up with the hardware store for lesbians.
Oh, the gay boys will just do exactly what they do anyway, just without the lady stripper.
They'll have the boys stripper.
But then the boys... So if two dudes are getting married, do they have separate... Bucks nights.
Well, this is what we need.
We need
our smart audience.
No, I'm going to miss the dick straws.
Joy 94.9.
Loving the question that we've put. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to plan it, do you, Dano?
I reckon I have a feel for this, Mason.
You do.
Because you often think, no, that's not going to work. No one's going to.
Well, a lot of what you do doesn't.
True.
But in this instance,
when I come up with a shit idea, it's usually actually pretty.
Do you know why? It's because it's caught us all in the hop.
That's right.
This
question without
lesbian bucks night gay thing. Somebody whose name escapes me currently. Oh, here we go.
That's anonymous, mate.
Ah, secret lady. Yeah. Has texted in saying that a lady bucks night should be called a lux night.
I like it. That's
but cool. I thought maybe a dyke bucks night could be a ducks night.
Ducks night.
But a lady buck is actually a doe. So it'd be like a doe night, which makes me think pizza.
Wow. I love the way your mind works.
Yeah.
Or malfunctions, or whatever you want to call that.
Straight to pizza.
Mm.
Joy.
We've had a few entries to our question to our audience, what should we do for a gay bucks party or a lux, which is now a lesbian bucks or ducks?
Pizza night.
Pizza night was your suggestion. We have had a couple of suggestions. Indigo Girls Festival.
Yeah.
Deirdre from Montrose says the gay bucks could have a lip sync comp.
Yes. With a gay anything is going to have a lip sync.
That's true.
Comp.
And a friend of the station, Jenny, from Castlemaine, she has done. She is a celebrant, actually.
Right.
Joyfulceremonies.com. And she has been to a couple. In fact, I think it's hers. It was a group sewing class as the Hens Day, and a group yoga session for hens and bucks.
Sorry, and I know you're an avid listener. But no.
You wouldn't be able to say.
I've been to some events, family-based events, where there's no alcohol, for example, and that's a decision you might like to make for your own function, but don't drag me into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yoga class, no, I can't do yoga.
Beer yoga, maybe.
I'm too stupid for yoga. And too clumsy for sewing. I actually sewed my finger in sewing class in a machine when I was in year 8.
Oh, trap for young players.
Yes, a needle straight through the pointer.
Oh, wrong end of the Janome.
Yes.
Sorry, brand name.
Brand name.
Can't stop myself.
The sewing machine.
And it's just more fun to say
dragged
Janome.
Out by Mrs. Dawn, the home economics teacher. They don't have home economics anymore, I believe.
It's it's home economics now because of the Safe Schools program.
That's very true. Good call.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, well, sometimes it catches you off guard when it stops like that, doesn't it, Dano?
No.
You're with Dan. Well, you're not touching buttons, are you, mate?
No, I was just looking at the countdown clock and I thought, what is she doing? Nothing.
You didn't want to flail your arms about and
no,
go,
I like watching
hey,
you make
mate.
Mistakes. It's fun.
Well, mistakes.
Happens so often.
Here's something that never, 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 ever, ever happens. You never hear words from our podcast to Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. And I was just saying to Nicole, so Nicole puts together all the podcasts that you find on the iTunes site. What's our podcast tag? Is it Dan and Mason? Where do you, how do you find them? How do you find them?
Just go to Joy.
I Google
and
it.
She Googles
I just
it.
Google yeah, it.
Constantly. She's Googling us constantly.
Yeah. Do you know she has to listen to it 5 or 6 times?
She was just saying.
I apologise, Nicole.
And it's funny because now that we're making her sit in the actual, during the actual live shows.
It's really 7 times.
Yeah. And she has the good manners to pretend to laugh at some of the things we say.
It's all real.
And have you been enjoying the project of putting together podcasts for Dan and Mason?
Yeah. Look, it's really good fun. You guys are so funny.
Yeah. Made her say it live on air.
We'll
podcast that.
We've got a spanner to her head.
And can I just say, how cute was it that you made a little podcast? Sounds patronising when I say that. Then you made a podcast especially for our newsreader, Beck. That was really nice.
It's just too cute. It's such funny stuff. So I had to put it together.
Was it all her bloopers?
Beck's crying in the studio.
I'm weeping. Isn't she beautiful?
I know. Well, can I just say thank you on air because we've really appreciated having podcasts up and out there pretty much as soon as we finish the show she's working on it, which is fabulous.
Doesn't sleep.
No. Why would she? No. She's got us to listen to, mate. Hey, let me get through some thank yous for today. We had a big show.
Big show.
Got to thank the guys from Tripod, Steve, Simon and Scotty. I don't know why three guys who work together that closely wouldn't change their names to be have it just at least different letters. Something.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It is. Mm. And you know what? As they get older, they look the same, like lesbians. Bridget and Morgan.
Alike. Completely different.
They have a generic...
You've got face blindness.
No, they have a generic white, straight male look for me.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Not even. And one's got facial hair, one's got no hair. One's got even more facial hair than you, mate.
Oh, wow. Third reference today. Ouch. Morgan Rose and Bridget Belotis from Red Stitch. And, of course, Robbie Rockstar and our lovely Beck and Nicole. I love the way Beck's just giving you...
Do a straight news with that.
Yeah. Anyway, look, it is time for the news and it is thank you to everybody and it is over to you, Beck, for the news headlines.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.